Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about, are we the problem? Could the things that we are doing or not doing separate ourselves from the Father and His blessings? But before I do, remember, as I mentioned on previous broadcasts, January 1st, according to the Word, according to our Heavenly Father, is not the beginning of the year. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and Exodus 13, verse 4, it talks about Abib or Nisan being the beginning of the year. Nisan 1 this year is April 8th. So the new year starts on April 8th at sundown. And so many people are caught up in January 1st as they're gonna get a new beginning from the Father and everything's brand new. But see, the Father wants to crown this year with fatness. He still has a work to do in our lives. He works with us on a yearly, annual basis, and He's not finished with this year yet. Who are we to end the year and start a new year? Can a student stop a course and tell the teacher that the course is over? No, cannot happen. You need to understand that as far as our relationship with Him, He's still working with us, and the year is not finished. But turn with me to Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. We've been talking about, are we the problem? Could we be separating ourselves from the Father and His blessings? Isaiah 59, verse 1, behold, the Father's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Father, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. See, could we be the problem? Could we be causing a separation between the Father and us? Not that we are separated, but there's certain things that the Father has promised, but He has to hold up until He has complete access to every part of our life. We have to turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua. You turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. We want to continue where we left off. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of the Father. I speak this to your shame. We need to awake to righteousness, that the only way we can have the fruit of the Spirit developed in our life is by the Father doing it. But we have to decrease so He can increase the fruit out of our lives. It's a matter of being honest with the Father, allowing Him to point out things in our lives and to change it, not to argue with Him, not to fight with Him. As I mentioned, you can't rebuke the Father. You can rebuke Satan, but you can't rebuke the Father. He's going to work in that area of our life until He's finished. We can't get rid of Him. So just so very important. As I mentioned on previous broadcasts, what we need to do is from Romans to Revelation, read Romans to Revelation, ask the Father for those scriptures that we need to speak into our lives to change our lives, for Him to clean us up. And when you do, you say, Father, these scriptures I'm going to speak for me and my family, and I'm going to use the term we, us, or are. So for example, if it says the just shall live by faith, we say we are just, we live by faith. You're putting yourself and your family in these scriptures, and it's so powerful. And you can say that, hey, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's just so incredibly thorough. And we allow Him to fit us into the Word and cleanse us so thoroughly. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. So the Father is trying to show His fruit out of our lives to other people, to bring them closer to Him. It's just so important that we see that. In chapter 4, verse 7. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of the Father, not of us. See, we can't change ourselves, but the Father can. Remember Paul said that the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. Who shall help me? But as I thank the Father through Yeshua. Verse 8. We are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. Who keeps us from not being distressed? The Father. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You got to realize that anything that comes against you, the Father has approved it coming against you. And it all works together for you good if you allow Him to have His way. Verse 9, we're persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. Who does that but Him? He's the one that enables us not to be forsaken if we're persecuted. And He's the one that enables us not to be destroyed if we're cast down. But always bearing in about in our body the dying of Yeshua, that the life also of Yeshua might be made manifest in our body. We need to die to ourselves. We ourselves are our biggest enemy. And verse 14, knowing that He which raised up Yeshua shall raise us up by Yeshua. and present us with you. So he's the one that's going to raise us up. We must decrease, allow him to decrease us in the flesh so he can bring out the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit all describes Yeshua: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. It all describes Yeshua. In chapter 5, verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. See, we may not see ourselves changing day by day, but we are, as we turn everything over to him. And he has a long-term plan. He doesn't rush for anything or anybody to follow. That's why he works with us on a year-to-year basis, as I mentioned, and he's not finished with us yet. He's trying to get all the junk out of our lives and prepare us for a new beginning. You can't say, Father, I'm making a New Year's resolution that this is going to happen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. All that is pride, that I'm going to do this January 1st. I'm going to do this. You can't do it. We're powerless without him. Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. Just so important that you realize that you humble yourself. Just turn me to Matthew a second. Matthew chapter 5. With the Beatitudes, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in the spirit means the humble. See, be humble before him. Walk in humility. Humble ourselves before him. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We need to be so against sin. We need to hate sin. It's like somebody having a beautiful white carpet, and somebody brings in some messy painting and messes up the whole carpet. I mean, that's the way we need to consider our bodies. Our bodies are the temples of the Father, and we want to be clean. We need to abhor that which is evil and cleave that which is good. We just need to hate sin and love righteousness. Verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We need to be meek before him and allow him to take the junk out of our lives. We can't do it ourselves. But go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yeshua and the power of his might. Put on a whole armor of the Father, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's saying not to wrestle against the flesh. Let the Father handle the flesh. See, let the Father handle the flesh. We can't do it. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of the Father, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. We can only stand with his help. Only he can enable us to stand. The real battle is against principalities and powers, but we have to turn our flesh over to the Father so they have no access to our lives. Verse 15, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Wash yourselves in the word. The washing of the word. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is his word. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And washing thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. See, it's so important that as I conclude this message, that we realize that our biggest problem is the flesh. And we need to turn over to the Father. But before I close, I want you to turn to John 17 with me. John 17, verse 11. And I'm going to read this in a Greek because I use Yeshua so much that I've been mentioning this on previous broadcasts. In John 17, verse 11, what it says in the Greek, we need to go back to the Greek at times. Verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, Yeshua said, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Holy Father, keep them in the name which you have given me. That's what it says in the Greek. Verse 12, while I was with them, I kept them, Heavenly Father, in your name, which you gave me. The emphasis is on the name. Yahshua comes from Yahweh. Y-A-H-S-H-U-A comes from Y-A-H-W-E-H. And if you go Psalm 68, verse 4, it says he was riding Jah, J-A-H, upon the clouds. And it's really Y-A-H. There is no J in the Hebrew language. So it's so important that you realize that Yahshua comes from Yahweh. And Yahweh is a continually action verb. It's not a noun. He continually works on our behalf when we use his name, use Yahshua. It's just so powerful. And that's why I use it so much. It's such a powerful revelation. Also, I have a message on my website, divorce and remarriage at henrywalker.org. And if you're divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to go to my message, read the word, study the scriptures, go to your Heavenly Father and find out what he wants you to do. If you're in a marriage and you think about divorce, go to my message, read the scriptures, go to your Heavenly Father and find out what he wants you to do. Stop listening to people who are going to give you their opinions based on tradition. and without studying the Greek words involved in a topic. It's a powerful message. And I just really want to make sure that you understand it so you can go to your Heavenly Father. Stop listening to tradition. And anything that you're believing that's not in the Word from tradition, get rid of it. Get rid of it. If you can't trace it back to the Word, don't hold on to it. Get rid of it, because it only gets you in trouble. It only opens up a door to Satan. And I also have a message on my website about wine is a mocker. Read it. There's so many people misinterpret wine, and they say it's okay to drink wine, but they don't understand that the word for wine in the Old and the New Testament is the same for intoxicated or just like grape juice, not intoxicated. You have to understand the meaning in the word, what it really means. Like when Noah's daughters got him drunk on wine, that was intoxicated. But when the babies are crying out for wine, it's grape juice. And he called the grapes wine, where it's still hanging on the tree. You got to really read that message. It's so important, because wine is a mocker. That satisfies the whole thing. Wine is a mocker. Not how much you drink, but wine is a mocker. Read that message. It's so important. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there right now, Father. I just love you and I praise you. I ask you to touch them, manifest your healing, your deliverance, anointing right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Set the people free. Do a miracle where they need it the most, in the family, in their job, in their houses, in the name of Yeshua. Get them a house if they lost a house, Father. Open up a door for them for jobs. Oh, but you're the miracle worker, Father. You're the Almighty. And I count it done in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned to you. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every one of them with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in the last days. My book, Noon, talks about the months of the year on his calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, and the things that he did in the Word in those months, he wants to repeat them. And so if you use my book, Noon, with my biblical calendar page on my website, you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. Also in that book, I talk about the hours of the day, the things that he did in the Word on those hours of the day, he wants to do them again. He wants to repeat them. And there's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You need to know that. And see, you got to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's great if you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start praying for the day, but you're 10 hours late. You have to do it at 6 p.m. That's when the day starts. You don't have to pray at 6 p.m., but that's when the day starts. Get a jump on the day. Get ahead of the devil. And also, my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. It'll comfort you so, so much. And I'm only selling these books at my course, which is $5 each. And if you have the money, I'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677, or email me on my website. Just go to contact. You have my straight to my email. And we just want to bless you in these last days and get this information out to you. And if you miss this broadcast, we're on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. If you want to go back to a prior broadcast, go to WCNO.com, click on demand, use the hour, go back to God's time and everything. Click on that and you have all the previous broadcasts. So remember to read my messages on divorce and remarriage, wine is a mocker, and other messages that are on my website. They're so powerful and they'll change your life. You can't base your life on traditions that are not in the Word. You got to search the Word out for yourself. You don't want to open up a door to Satan. If you have any questions on my radio broadcast messages or my website messages, just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
Get ready for Port St. Lucie in South Florida for an awesome one night of miracle crusade with Apostle Ronald Solly, January the 30th, 2016 at 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, give us a call at 561-337-9018, 561-337-9018, or visit our website, powerevangelism.net.
It is Jesus! It is Jesus! Hallelujah!